Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk for May the 9th and 10th is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And there's lots of stuff going on. There are lots and lots and lots of second Saturday dances. There are at least three that I know of. And if Spokane is doing one at the East Spokane Grange out there on South on Park Road, which they could be doing, that makes four. But there's one in Yakima at the Broadway Grange. That's on Washington Avenue. The Broadway Grange there in Yakima. They want you to be sure and be sensitive to the floors of the Grange. In fact, all these wonderful old buildings where they have these dances, make sure and don't be wearing boots that are going to collect a bunch of gravel and everything like that. And don't be wearing spiky things and boots that are hard on floors. Not good for the floor. Makes them hurt. So don't be doing that. Wear some good soles, but don't scuff up the floors or scratch up the floors of those old Grange buildings, those old hardwood floors. Bellingham Haven, the Fairhaven Library Auditorium, same way. Anyway, the Broadway Grange in Yakima, there's a dance. All of these dances start around them. Most of them have dessert potlucks. I know the Yakima one does. I know the one, the Mount Hood one does. The Columbia, the Mid-Columbia Folklore Society, theirs is out on Barrett Road. At the Rockford Grange, their second Saturday dance starts at 7. They have a little dessert potluck. Now, I think they're shifting their format, and they're going to serve their food at the end. So you dance a lot and stick around. All these places are asking that you also bring reusable water bottles. And the Bellingham dance at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium there. Beginning dance lessons start at 7:30. They just show you the motions, the basics. And then you do it, and they're called, and you don't have to go as a couple or anything like that. It's not the way those dances work. So three of them. One at the Broadway Grange in Yakima on West Washington Avenue. One at the Rockford Grange there out on Barrett Road. And finally, Barrett Road, I don't know where that is. That's in Oregon. It's a 541 number. That's got to be up near Mount Hood. And then the Bellingham dance at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium there in Bellingham. They've all got good bands and everything. All righty. Second Saturday sing-along going on there in the Tri-Cities. They've been doing the Second Saturday sing-along since about 1997, that very first tumbleweed. So they've been doing it for a long, 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 long time. It's fun to show up at those things. Bring songs to sing along now. Don't bring your introspective, angst-ridden song that only you can sing. Bring something everybody can sing with, and it's got a good chorus and all that kind of thing, and you'll feel good doing it, and feel good singing at the Roundtable Pizza Parlor there in Richland, Washington. And, you know, you can eat your pizza and sing. Just make sure you don't spray all over the person across the table from you. All righty. So that's a good thing. I will be at Bootser's Coffee House on 2nd and Main tonight. And if you're listening on May the 9th, I will be there. That starts at 8 o'clock and runs till about 10:45. We don't take much break. We're just going to rock and roll on through. And it's Rosie Pavlov's birthday the next day, Mother's Day. Happy birthday, Rosie Pavlov, on May the 10th. Alrighty, and that's cool. So maybe we'll sing happy birthday to Rosie. Rosie's been around for a long time and helped out a lot of folks. And her wonderful daughter, Amanda, and they'll all be there. And just cool people. And it's, have your birthday on Mother's Day. It's kind of like having your birthday on Christmas. You only get one present. You don't get the haul that you would if your birthday and Mother's Day are separate, like by about 3 months. You know, it would be good if you're in that situation, maybe to do like the Queen of England does and have your public birthday and then your private birthday. Have them about 4 or 5 months apart. If your birthday's on Christmas time, or if your birthday always falls on Father's Day or Mother's Day or something like that, then do what those royalty people do. Create your own public and private birthday. And then then you're totally squared away. And everybody should respect that. And, you know, because it's all about materialism, you know, is what it is. We know that's what it is. So do that. If you want a little more haul, that's where you got to sit. Then you got to get people to believe in it. All righty. What else is going on here? Real quick. We've surpassed our music. There are some other things going on. I especially want to mention there's a whole slew of concerts happening at the Damon Barn now. We're going to start talking about those next week because there's some amazing things going on. May the 15th at the Red Door, by the way, the group Richard Schindel and Lucy Kaplansky, they're going to be at the Red Door in Seattle. The group's called Pine Hill or something. And I just got a note on this like about a day ago, and I'm not familiar with it, but they're going to be at the Red Door in Seattle for you Seattle listeners. Folk Life, end of the month, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Seattle. The theme this year is hip-hop. And so that's what that's all about, Folk Life. Lots and lots of things going on there. And then a lot of advance notice. Don't you be forgetting that Kurdwin and Greg Spatz are going to be at the Damon Barn on the 27th of June. And Richard Cream will be at the Damon Barn on July the 11th. Damon Barn's doing lots more stuff. They must have gotten some grants. We'll talk a lot about the Damon Barn up there near Uniontown. Okay, back to music. How about we go to Christy Moore? Christy Moore, who, of course, was with Planxty and did all of that work with Planxty and the group Moving Hearts, was a mover and a shaker in the Irish folk revival from the 70s on up through the 90s, did a lot of live albums. He's as Dublin Irish as you could possibly get, and he's pretty amazing. A Ewan McCall song.
The afternoon in a horse-drawn carriage down the old defile. The big 12-wheeler shook my bed. You can't stay here, the policeman said. You'd better get born in someplace else. Move along, get along, and move along, and get along, and go move shift. Born in the comedy, a building site where the ground was rotted by the trail of weeds. The local Christians said to me, you lower the price of property, you'd better get born in someplace else. Move along, get along, move along, get along, and go move shift. 6 in the morning out in Inchicore, the guards came through the wagon door. John Mahon was arrested in the cold, a travelling by just 10 years old. You'd better get born in someplace else. Move along, get along, move along, get along, and go move shift. Mary Joyce is living but decided the road, no halting place and no fixed abode. The vigilantes came to the Darndale side and they shot her son in the middle of the night. You'd better get born in someplace else. Move along, get along, and move along, and get along, and go move shift. A wagon tent or trailer born last month, last year, or in far off days. Born here or 1,000 miles away, there's always men nearby who'll say, you'd better get born in someplace else. Move along, get along, and move along, and get along, and go move shift. Move along, get along, move along, get along, go move shift.
I sang this one night down in Caesar's Palace in Bunclody, and and the crowd joined in and sang with me, and Jesus, it was gorgeous. Mind you, they sang with me.
Through you ride the finest horse I've ever seen. Stand in 16, one or two, with eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you.
I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. Right on, see you. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to. When you're riding to the night without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. I turn to face an empty space where you used to lie, and look for the spark that lights the night through a teardrop in my eye. Ride on, see. I could never go but you no matter how I wanted to. Right on, see you. I could never go but you no matter how I wanted to.
Got a little story I'm bound to tell about a real strong love gone straight to hell. But she had everything that a man could crave, but she ended up down in a watery grave. When you're swimming in murky water, you never know how deep. Swimming in murky water, there's secrets, whole lot of secrets you best keep. Well, she pledged her love, but it was all a lie. She was down there diving with lots of guys, but she gave a little more than a man can take. Now the down in hip boots dragging the leg. Swimming in murky water, never know how deep. Swimming in murky water, well, there's secrets, whole lot of secrets you best keep. She was never no good at swimming, you could tell with just one look. One push where it gets slippery is all it really took. I got a little story I'm bound to tell. clock pops, count his toes, you can smell those feet. Wherever he goes, you gotta step it up and go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, you can't stand Patterson away, you gotta step it up and go. Well, two old men lying in the sand, each one wishing that the other was a man. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, you can't stand Patterson away, you gotta step it up and go. Lying in the bed, each one wishing that the other was dead. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, you can't stand Patterson away. You gotta step away. You can't stand Patterson away. You gotta step away. You can't stand Patterson away. You gotta step it up and go.
You may travel far, far from your own name. Far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunmeen. Take a view o'er the mountains, find sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, and the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush can be seen from the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunmeen. Fare thee well to Dunmeen, fare thee well for and to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, and the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunmeen. You may travel far, far from your own native home. Far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunmeen.
You're hiding something with your mirror to the wall, but your silence says it all. I can see you look at me as if I've read your mind. Are you leaving me behind? Just look in the mirror and tell me what you see. Just look in the mirror, oh, it's all too clear to me. Well, you won't face your reflection, you're afraid what it shows. Ah, but I already know. With without fail, excuses pale, and you just walk away. How much longer will you stay? Just look in the mirror and tell me what you see. Just look in the mirror, oh, it's all too in the mirror, you know it can't be taught to lie. So I can see the truth each time I look into your eyes. Just look in the mirror. Just look in the mirror. Just look in the mirror.
much more. This was a dress my mother
Cantrells from their album, The Heart Wants What It Wants. That's a great song about quilting, isn't it? The background was strawberry red. The Cantrells from Nashville via Montana or vice versa. They have homes in both places, and they've been doing it now for a long, 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 long time. We also heard Christy Moore in that set. Christy Moore, of course, originally of Planxty and all, and Moving Hearts and all these other groups, doing kind of some of his greatest hits, The Cliffs of Dunedin, which of course he did with Planxty. That's a nice, and you could hear the audience singing in the background, and then Ride On, which is not his song. He didn't write that. I'm trying to remember who did. It's one of those Irish writers. I'll think of it. But that's a great song. I could never go at you, no matter how I wanted to. I couldn't play the game. You were so majestic. You were so awesome. Right on, see you. I could never go at you, no matter how I wanted to. But what a What a Dublin accent he's got. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. We're coming right back. We have a half hour's worth of music left to go. A little bit of Tom Lewis coming up, who has moved from British Columbia. He's back in England now. Hang on, because we're coming back. Here we go.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Hodgins Drug and Hobbies, with a full-service pharmacy, including hearing aid services, also featuring educational toys from Lego, Melissa and Doug, and others. Hodgins is a member of Buy Local Moscow, celebrating over a century at 307 South Main in Moscow's downtown.
You're in for a sunny weekend. All day today and tomorrow, you can expect clear skies and warm temperatures with moderate winds throughout the region. Today's high is 72 on the Palouse, 76 in the Valley. Tonight, things will cool down to around 40 degrees. And for your Sunday, expect high temperatures 78 in the Lewis-Clark Valley and 73 on the Palouse.
Guitar there. Doc's guitar. Alrighty, let's see. Tom Lewis. Tom Lewis, who has gone back to England and is doing a bunch of music over there. He used to be with the British Navy, lived in Anselmo, BC for many, many, many years. And kind of came out of the woodwork back in the 90s. And all of a sudden everybody discovered him, and he was just an amazing singer and an amazing energy and did what he did so well, and he still does, only he's doing it across the pond. You can't take the music out of somebody like Tom Lewis, who could belt out a sea shanty so loud, it was amazing. You could hear it. He would, you know, stand on a stage and go, "Now we're all around Cape Horn," and you could hear it for literally miles. Tom Lewis. And this is from, he's got a lot of good albums on. He's got about seven or eight of them. And they're all really, really good. And this is his version of Kipling, Rudyard Kipling. And it's one of those songs that came, you know, in the Just So stories, there's a song after each story. And this is one of them.
I never sailed the Amazon, and I never reached Brazil. But the Don and the Magdalena, they can go there when they will. And weekly from Southampton, great steamers white and gold go rolling down to Rio. Roll down to Rio. And I'd like to roll to Rio someday before I'm old. Well, I've never seen a jaguar, nor yet an armadillo. Oh, dilloing in his armor, and I suppose I never will, unless I go to Rio. These wonders to behold. Go rolling down to Rio. Roll really down to Rio. And I'd like to roll to Rio someday before I'm old. Yes, I'd love to roll to Rio. Someday before I'm old. great while ago there was a schoolboy who lived in a cottage by the sea. And the very first thing he could remember was the rigging of the schooners by the quay. He could watch them from his bedroom window with the big cranes a-hauling out the freight. And he used to dream of shipping as a sea cook and a-sailing for the Golden Gate. He used to buy the yellow penny dreadfuls. He'd read them where he fished for conger eels. As he listened to the slapping of the water, the green and oily water round the keels. Now there were trawlers with the shark mouth flatfish, and the red nets are hanging out to dry. And the skate the skipper kept because he liked them, and the landsman never knew which ones to fry. And there were brigantines of timber out of Norway, just oozing with the syrups of the pine. There were rusty, dusty freighters out of Sunderland, and the clippers of the Blue Cross Line. To tumble down a hatch into a cabin was better than the best of broken rules, for the smell of them was like a Christmas dinner, and the feel of them was like a box of tools. And before he went to sleep in the evenings, the last thing that he would ever see was the sailor men a-dancing in the moonlight by the capstan that stood beside the quay. Now he's sitting on a high stool in London. The Golden Gate is very far away. For they caught him like a squirrel and they caged him. Now he's totting up accounts and turning grey. And he'll never, never get to San Francisco. And the last thing that he will ever see is the sailor men a-dancing in the moonlight by the capstan that stands beside the quay, to the tune of the old concertina, by the capstan that stands beside the quay.
Labouring men to England they came over, and they tramped about in search of work from Liverpool to Dover. Says Mike to Pat, "I'm tired of this, we're both left in the lurch, and if I don't get work by Dad, I'll go and rob a church." "What, rob a church?" says Pat to Mike. "How could you be so vile? For something sure would happen while we're going down the aisle. But if you do, I'll go with you, and we'll get about, I hope. So listen, and I'll tell you now how Paddy stole the rope." Well, off they went with theft intent to the place they wanted finding, and they broke inside of a country church where nobody was minding. And they scraped together all they could, they were prepared to slope, when Paddy says, "Now hold on, Mike, what have we got for rope? For we have no bag to hold our swag, and before we get outside with something strong and stout, me lads, this bundle must be tied." And just then he spied the church bell rope, and before you could turn about, right up to the belfry height it climbed that rope so stout. And holding on by one hand and leg, he pulled his clasp knife out, and right above his hand and head he cut that rope so stout. When it quite forgot, it held him up, and by the holy Pope, down to the bottom of the church fell Paddy on the rope. Come out of that, says Mitre Pat, and will you stop your moaning? If that's the way you steal a rope, it's no wonder that you're groaning. I'll show you how to steal the rope if you lend to me your knife. Oh, Mike, go easy, says old Pat, or else you'll lose your life. So Mike climbed up the other rope, just like an antelope. But instead of cutting it off above, he cut it off below. Down fell the other piece of rope, and Mike was left on high. Come down, says Pat, I can, says Mike, for if I drop, I'll die. Well, their noise, it bored the beagles out, the sexton and police. And though they got poor Mickey down, this pair got no release. And for their ingenuity, they've now a wider scope than when they broke inside a church to go and steal the rope.
Sylvie, ta-ra to Jean, we'll soon be on the road. Don't think on what you're leaving, don't think on what you've found. Just tear off the tilt, pull out the chat, we'll find another ground. Pull down, lads, it wasn't a bad ground, lads. We've made some brass, you've had a lass. It's perhaps as well we're going. I know how it can hurt, lads, to leave us standing here for. There's often fears, and there's always tears, but you'll be back next year. Pull down, lads, the sets are cooling down, lads. The Oxall packed, and the Dodgem stacked. A bite of scran, then go. We'll leave it as we found it. They'll soon forget we've been for. We trade in fun, and we go and come. We're often scorned, but seldom. Oh, I hope you'll know what I mean.
As I walked by the dock side one evening so rare, to view the still waters and take the psalter, I heard an old fisherman singing this song. Oh, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Oh, Fiddler's Green is a place I've heard tell, where the fishermen go if they don't go to hell. Where the weather is fair and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen.
ship mine, so I'm taking a trip light, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green,
where the sky's always clear and there's never a gale, where the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail. Why you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew.
Dress me up in the oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip late, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
When you get back in dock and the long trip is through, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lasses there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer is all free, and there's bottles of rum growing from every tree.
Dress me up in the oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip late, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
Oh, I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me the song.
Dress me up in the oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmate, I'm taking a trip late, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
So most of you who have listened to this show for many, many years, and those of you who are into English and Celtic music, music from the British Isles, must have heard of Steel Ice Band. And Steel Ice Band, they were, along with Fairport Convention, were the two groups that really sort of revolutionized this idea of electrifying old, old, old English folk songs. And both of them did a really good job. Fairport was a little more progressive. Fairport was a lot more contemporary in terms of what they wrote and that kind of thing, but they did the traditional things. And Steel Ice Band, on the other hand, wasn't quite along those lines, but they were influenced heavily by, you know, folks like the Eurythmics and things like that, and David Bowie. And in fact, David Bowie is on one of their albums. But they really did do a good job of taking these old English folk songs and moving them into a very, very rock and electric pattern. And the two founders of Steel Ice Band that got it all together were Tim Hart and Matty Pryor. And before they were doing Steel Ice Band, they were doing these duo albums. They had three of them out, actually. And Folk Songs of Our Time, or Folk Songs of England, I think is what they're called, Volumes 1 and 2. And then they had one called Summer Solstice. And they were sort of quintessential in terms of what that whole folk club scene was like. And we heard two cuts from one of these albums, and that's what they did. And you can still buy these albums. These albums have to be easily probably almost 55, 60 years old. But you can still buy them on CD. They're amazing. There's some great material. All these old albums, you know, we talk about all these old bands long gone and all that kind of thing, but the material is still there, and it's amazing material. Tom Lewis also in there. Roll down to Rio, a couple of Rudyard Kipling songs, and his version, a wonderful version of Hold Down Lads, taking away, putting up the carnival, tearing down the whole carnival, tearing down all the sets, leaving that town. Hurrah to Tilly, hurrah to Jean, we'll soon be on the road. And it's a great little song. June Tabor does a wonderful version of that song on her Cut Above album, I believe. Yeah, Cut Above. All righty, well, we played Christy Moore, and I found this Planxty reunion album. And, of course, Planxty, they originally started, and they were the band. They were the band that featured all these folks that have gone on and done amazing things. Donald Lunny, of course, who worked with the Riverdance folks and has worked with Sharon Shannon and a whole bunch of groups. He's a producer and an arranger and a writer and a bouzouki player and a guitar player, and he's pretty much something, Donald Lunny. Originally produced Mary Black and got her rolling. And Christy Moore himself, whom we heard from earlier in the show. Andy Irvin. Oh, my gosh, what hasn't Andy Irvin done? From the Eastern European sound and all those fancy rhythms to Patrick Street to his own albums. Worked with Kevin Burke. Andy Irvin was in Planxty. Matt Malloy was in Planxty before he joined the Chieftains. And Liam O'Flynn, the Piper Liam O'Flynn, who in his own right is so well-respected, Liam O'Flynn. I think he did some work on the Titanic soundtrack. Anyway, they came out with a reunion album about 10 years back, and this particular song was found originally on their album After the Break. They broke up for a while, and Donald Lunny went with the Bothy Band for one, and then the Bothy Band broke up and Planxty reformed with Matt Malloy and Donald Lunny. Anyway, this is one of the songs from that album, which is also on this live reunion album of Planxty. It's a good one. I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue when we sailed away from Milford Bay to on board the Kangaroo. Yeah.
I was a waiting man that lived at home at ease. Now I am a mariner that ploughs the angry seas. I always loved seafaring life, I bid me love adieu. I shipped a steward and cooked me biles and board the Kangaroo. I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue as we sailed away from Milford Bay and board the Kangaroo. Think of me, oh think of me, she mournfully did say, when you were in a foreign land and I am far away. Take this lucky threepenny bit, it'll make you bear in mind this loving thrust and faithful heart you left in tears behind. Cheer up, me own true love, don't weep so bitterly. She sobbed, she sighed, she choked, she cried, and she could not say goodbye. I won't be gone for very long, it's but a month or two. When I return again, of course I'll visit you. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue as we sailed away to Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. Our ship was homeward bound from many's the foreign shore. Many's the foreign present and to me love I bore. I brought tortoises from Tenerife, ties from Timbuktu, a China rat and a Bengal cat and a Bombay cockatoo. Paid off I sought her dwelling on the street above the town, where an ancient dame upon the line she was hanging over gown. Where is my love? She's vanished, sir, about 6 months ago. But a smart young man that drives the van for Chaplin, Son and Co. I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue as we sailed away to Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. To help to dreams of married life, to soap, to suds and blue, hearts through love and pit and starch and washing soda too.
I'll go into some foreign shore, no longer can I stay. With some china hot and tot, I'll throw my life away. My love, she is no foolish girl, her age it is to scorn. My love, she is no spinster, she has been married twice before. I cannot say it was her wealth that stole me heart away. She's a biler in the laundry for 1 and 9 a day. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue. As we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo.
Planxty live, and the audience loved it. Oh my goodness. Heidi's singing about the freeways and highways. You're going to have to hit the road. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And then nobody else's. You want to email me at D's and Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. Brett Charbit, Jesse Jacobs, thanks for your help on this show. Uni's doing PhD stuff, and I hope she comes back real, real soon. Alrighty, we're out of here. If you're thinking about this show, you're living in the past. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk, and until then, we'll see you around the bend now. Bye.